everyone. How you doing? I'm sat out in my garden. You can hear the birds singing. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Bob's Funk and Junk. I'm very late this week getting into this. It is Sunday. I had big plans to do a Funk and Junk episode. I've just had a really full-on week. So, just busy week, really busy. It's so nice to be out in the garden. It was chucking it down with rain last night, but it's the first. Spring is here. It's trying to break through. And I'm... my wife Ray's just gone out to do some shopping, so we went out and did a bit of stuff this morning, some bits around the house, and then I just thought I'd sit in the garden with a guitar and listen to the birds singing, and it's lovely. And I don't often get a chance to play guitar just for myself these days, because I'm always either doing a gig or a session or something. I make it sound like I'm really, really busy, but it has been a busy week this week. This week I did had a couple of sessions on, three gigs and a couple of sessions and a workshop. Is it three gigs or two gigs? Two gigs. I don't know. But last night I had a great little acoustic gig with a great singer called Florence Rawlings. And we played, it was just a little acoustic set for just in town at Langan's. So completely different discipline playing, for me anyway, playing those gigs on an acoustic guitar, because you know I'm having to do all of the backing, and I haven't really got a lot of arrangements worked out for those tunes. So it's just literally look at the set list and kind of keep things going. You know, we do a lot of, I mean, it's acoustic stuff, but it's not sort of, it's not kind of Americana-y type stuff. It's more kind of things people want to get up and dance to. So we did a bit of I Want Your Love, some Chic things. We played, what's that song, American Boy, which I love this song. And then, an E major 9, C major 9, A minor 7, F major 9. You can just do a major 7, which I love this song. And then, gets to the chorus. Sort of get a bit of bass movement in it. So the idea is we sort of do these tunes and get people up dancing, and there was lots of champagne quaffing, and but by the end of the set we had a few ladies up dancing and grooving around their handbags, their very, very expensive handbags. But yeah, it was good fun, and Florence is great to work with, and I just like getting out and playing. It's great. But today, I've been sitting here. I mean, I'm not a great acoustic player by any means, but it is a totally different instrument for me. The strength you need in your left hand to play acoustic guitar really well, I'm just not there. But I can definitely feel the, I don't know if anyone else gets this, but I get the lactic acid buildup in my wrist. And I must admit today, I am struggling today. My body is aching. I am going to book in for some, for a sort of like a deep sports massage thing, because years of playing guitar has definitely taken a toll on my aging frame. I suffered a couple of slipped discs in my neck a few years ago, probably about 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And it's just not been the same since. So I get problems with my left arm, just sort of like a bit of numbness in my thumb and down my wrist here, down by my wrist and my, you know, my forearm. And if I've had a really heavy week of playing, I did have quite a full-on session here the other day where I was playing bass guitar and just really wiped me out, you know, sort of, I think just crouching over the guitar a lot has really sort of taken its toll on me this week. But so that's why playing acoustic guitar, I'm sitting out here today just sort of, I suppose, getting a little bit of exercise. Yeah, I'm playing this thing, which I love. It's my my Maton, Tommy Emmanuel. Not that I can play anything like that absolutely genius guitar player, but yeah, I sort of found this. I found this in Music Street, my friend's shop down the road, Music Street. I was looking for something that sounded really good plugged in, because I was doing some acoustic. I needed some acoustic on some gigs, and this thing came. You know, I sort of picked this up. I was toying with putting a pickup in my old Martin D18, which I did, and it just didn't work for me. So I sort of tried this out, and while it's not the most for me, is, I mean, it actually, I record with this all the time, this guitar, but it's not the loudest guitar. It's quite a quiet acoustic guitar, and I found, but plugged in, it sounds great. The whatever system they've got here, this Maton AP5 Pro system here, is absolutely awesome. And it's got the microphone in there as well. And I found that this really, you know, on gigs that I've taken this to, you know, people, sound engineers always comment, what the hell's that, you know. So I really, really like this guitar, and it's really playable. Yeah, it's really, it's a lovely guitar to play. Trying to get my fingers moving, but yeah, I've got a few acoustic guitars. I've got a Larrivee, I've got a Martin D18, my old thing. I've got an old Gibson, don't even know what model it is, but my son has that. He has that at his house. I've got a little mini Maton, but I found Maton that make great acoustic guitars. I don't have any affiliation with Maton, I must say, but yeah, I love it. It's great. And it's really easy to play. And as you can see, I don't really sort of take care of things that well. There's bits, this is some, it's really naughtily, I sellotaped quickly because I was in a rush and I had to do a gig and I couldn't, you know, chart out the stuff quick enough. And so I had a little crib sheet for a set list that I had on the back, and I just taped it to the back of the guitar, which isn't probably the coolest thing. People will probably be going, what have you done? But yeah, I just got a piece of paper and I wrote down the set list with the keys of the songs on the back and a few little notes. So after I'd finished one song, I could just lean forward and look, and then, you know, get into the set, and without having, you know, not having an iPad on a stand in front of me. But I love playing acoustic. Yeah, I wish, I mean, in the set when we're playing live, quite often I don't get to change guitar And I don't take an acoustic on tour with me with Jamiroquai because we don't quite often have, you know, I'm not going to take an acoustic guitar around the world or onto a gig if I'm only playing one song with it. So, and that song in particular, you know, 7 Days in Sunny June, it's just the intro and the chorus, and then it switches to an electric part anyway. So I don't bother playing, swapping over to an acoustic for that song, but I wish I could, you know, it'd be great to be able to have an acoustic guitar on the road with me. But it does, and sometimes it's not even in the set anyway, so no point in having an acoustic there. So this is going to be a bit of a quick one this week. I'm a bit wiped out. Been a very busy week. No, you don't need any sympathy. It's just is what it is. I was kind of thinking that I wasn't going to get a chance to post this week. And someone sort of sent me a message saying yesterday, where's the podcast? And to be honest, it's been so busy that I've just not had a chance to think about what I was going to talk about. I did actually put my pedal board together. So I put that together sort of in between. I had a day where I wasn't doing lots, so I had to sort of run around and get leads and cables and stuff like that. So my pedal board's together. So I'm going to do a little video on that. Hopefully next week, can show you what's on my board. I've already sort of posted a few pictures up. Nothing major exciting, but I can sort of do a little run through of what's on my pedal board. So that'll be coming up. I'm in the studio with the band this week, so either tomorrow or Tuesday that we're going in there. I think Tuesday we're going to go in. So I might be able to do a little snippet of a video there. I've had a few questions in and a few little comments on the last video about doing sessions. I hope you didn't find that a bit preachy. I hope I wasn't being preachy. Last thing I want to do is sort of come off sounding like I know everything. I really don't. I just always talk about these things from my approach. Reading the comments sometimes. Hang on, my battery's running out. Reading the comments, you can, you know, I just don't, you know, I don't want to offend anyone or come off sounding like I know everything, which I really, really don't. It's just I always sort of, the only thing I can talk about is my approach to things. But I really want to thank everyone for reaching out and for watching. Still getting the hang of all this YouTube stuff. It's very hard to, you find yourself, or I'm finding myself, sort of really going, oh, you know, looking at my subscribers and are they going up enough and all that. But actually, you know, I've got to try and remember what I'm doing it for. It's, if people are interested in anything that I've got to say, it's really pleasant. But, you know, equally, it's, I understand if it's not your cup of tea. What am I talking about? But it's, I really enjoy doing it, but I've got to stop myself from getting carried away with what the numbers are, and subscribers and followers and all that kind of stuff. It's not about that. But then I suppose when I look at it and you see that the numbers, your subscribers, followers aren't going up that much, you kind of, in the dead of night, I think, is anyone watching this? Am I doing it? Am I wasting my time? But then keeping it in perspective and thinking about the reason I'm doing it, I'm just waffling. That's what I'm doing. But I do find I'm watching, you know, I watch. If you're here watching this or listening to this podcast, you're probably interested in the guitar. And that's what I'm interested in. That's all I watch these days. I watch videos, guitar players' videos, and people, you know, the rabbit hole I've been down this week on looking at on like the Vertex page for pedalboard builds and, you know, orders of pedals and power supplies for pedals and all that kind of stuff. There's such a wealth of information out there. And then, you know, I still keep an eye on John Cordy's page, and you know, I'm a massive homeschooling fan, and Justin Ostrander, and there's so much information. It's the wealth of information out there is amazing. So I'm hoping that I can impart some information on here as well. Who knows? But yeah, I'm just enjoying it, and I am sitting out here looking at my garden. It's not quite ready to have the lawn mowed yet, but do you want to see my garden? Shall I show you my garden? It's my garden. One of my favourite places. Here we go. There's my garden. With my chickens down the end. Our chickens down the end. We love our chickens. We've got seven chickens down the end, all named after women in the music industry, mostly anyway. We've got Jocelyn, named after Jocelyn Brown. We've got Priscilla, we've got Elvira, we've got Dolly, Whitney, Cher, and they're great. We love our chickens here. But we do have to keep two of our dogs away from the chickens because they'll eat them, and one will protect them. But really, I'm going to keep this short today because I'm a bit wiped out. But thank you all for watching. You might watch this and go, that was a bit of a lackluster video. But I am feeling a bit lackluster today. So apologies if I've... if you've come here to watch this and it's a bit boring. I don't mean to be boring, but one of my favorite things to play on acoustic guitar is a song called Don't Mess With My Man by a band called Lucy Pearl. I love this tune. F sharp minor 7. If I play it quickly. F sharp minor 7, and I just do the hammer onto the third, like that. Not the third, my third finger hammers on to the fifth of the chord, like that. And then C sharp minor 7, where I'm doing the C sharp minor 7, and then hammering on my third and second fingers, and then I slide into a D major 7. And then E7 sus 4 to an E7. Hang on, my wife's just calling. 1 second. I'm going to have to go quickly. And then a great little bass line. Anyway, I've prattled on long enough. I hope you're all well out there and enjoying your Sunday. I'm about to carry on enjoying my Sunday, and I'm going to sign off, and I'll speak to you next week. Have a great week, and take care. Bye.